Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Board of Education Finance Committee met on Monday, where discussions began on the reality of the district's looming $17 million budget deficit. According to Superintendent Clayton Holland, the base student allocation, a term the public has become painfully familiar with over the last couple of years, would need an increase of approximately $1,000 for the district to see a meaningful bulk of that deficit offset.
A BSA of 1,000 gets us to about $16 million, or an increase of $1,000. I'll use that analogy again I've been using, but it fills the pothole most of the way. We could get by with very minimal cuts at a $1,000 increase.
Education funding dominated the 2024 legislative session in Juneau, and the state legislature initially passed a historic education bill that would have increased the BSA by $680. However, that bill was vetoed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. An attempt to override the veto failed, and the legislature scrambled to provide a one-time $175 million funding solution to districts across the state. That amount equaled a one-year $680 per student boost, but it didn't come until June, which was almost too late. Holland says the district needs the legislature to move more quickly on education funding this year.
Last year, for instance, we got our budget on June 28th. The fiscal year starts on, you know, in July. And so it leads to a lot of guessing and trying to make predictions, and all along people feeling like, you know, having no idea what's really going to happen. It's pretty frustrating for people in the public. It's frustrating for us, too.
Holland says that with the deficit and budget at their current levels, the district would have to consider drastic measures if no increase is provided. He added that school closures are likely to be a part of the conversation. This year's state legislature session convenes next Tuesday, January 21st. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The much-anticipated reopening of the Kenai Cultural Center took place on Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with a story.
The Kenai Cultural Center's grand reopening and ribbon cutting were on Wednesday, January 15th. The center is full of new artifacts representing early Kenai, and it will be swapped out monthly with new exhibits. The grand reopening included its first rotation of displays, followed by a luncheon that included information about the 2025 exhibit schedule and the new lecture series. Samantha Springer, the executive director of the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center, says it was easy to redo the entire cultural center and thank Danielle Lopez-Stom, the new cultural center coordinator, for her dedication to accomplishing something that at the time was unattainable. The city council hired Lopez-Stom to take on the huge project overtaking. Her vision for the cultural center was to make it more educational, rotated, and organized. She also wanted it to be kid-friendly, coordinating with area schools so that everyone of all ages could enjoy themselves in the center. Lopez-Stom also says she wants to bring forth her anthropology background and get kids excited to want to know more about what an anthropologist or an archaeologist does.
When I first started working here, I realized that kids just were not interested in this, and I wanted to fix that and bring to life a kids section so that they would want to come here.
The Cultural Center houses the city of Kenai's 4,000 artifact collection, dating from pre-contact times to the present. The guest speaker for the month of January will be Dr. Adam Dunstan, an anthropology professor, who will be giving a lecture on water and land connections in pre-colonial Kathnu on January 29th at 2 p.m. For children, there are kid-centric exhibits, fun worksheets, and arrowheads they can trace as an archaeologist would do at a dig site. Admission to the Kenai Visitor and Cultural Center is free, and everyone is welcome to learn more about the city's rich history. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.